Note, though, that he didn't know that until after he had already had to hear the voice of the Spirit and change his plans for going into Asia and Bithynia. A lot of times we have to change our plans and we don't know what God's plan is. Something keeps us from doing what we want to do and we don't know why. God, what's wrong with this? I thought it was a good thing to want to do. Why won't you let me do this? And then we find out there was a reason God had you change your plans. But many times we can't see that in advance and we just have to be flexible. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia and the next day to Neapolis and from thence to Philippi, which is of the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. Courage. And he said, no, I will not even look like I'm obeying a law that tells me not to pray to my God. I'm not going to change a thing. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not, means can't be changed. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. The king is absolutely struck with regret. He has been fooled into passing a law. Evidently, it never occurred to him that his faithful friend and advisor Daniel